This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Sean Driscoll, head football coach at St. Mary's. Sean, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Good to see you again.
Another round. You keep advancing in these playoffs, and it's Rockland this week.
Yes, Rockland obviously coming off their Super Bowl championship run last year, beating Abington again this week, having a good run in the playoffs. Very physical football team, very good up front on both sides of the football. We're going to have our hands full. And, you know, you just watch how they're coached on the little things are big. So we definitely have a challenge ahead.
So this is a team that you've kind of you've seen on the radar in Division VI this year.
Yeah, a lot of people have been talking about Rockland the last 2 years, and this year even more, and bring it up. And we've been trying to keep it at a distance, at an arm's length. But, you know, everyone watches now the way the playoff works. You know, everybody's watching who's doing what, who's ranked where. But now it comes down to, you know, into the final four. So, you know, everyone knows what everyone's doing.
So what do they do? What do they do?
Well, they got a great power running game with their running backs. They got two good backs. 41 and 23 for them are just really good, and they're very tough up front. They got a couple of good linemen. And one thing that impresses me the most is their defense, how fast they fly to the football. They're very well schooled on getting to the ball, and you can see that sign of a well-coached football team.
So I would imagine then that you get to this point in the playoffs against an opponent like that, your offense, as you just were mentioning, their defense, is going to be tested as much as they've been tested all year.
Absolutely. We're hoping the way our offense has been going and has been getting better each week during the year, we're hoping that we can give them a little bit of problems and try to grind the ball a little bit with them, you know, and use some of our skill.
No one wants to miss a player like David Brown, like you missed him last week due to an injury, sat out last week's game. But in a way, that might have strengthened the team. You got some other players to step up.
We had some great performances by people stepping up that might not get the same number of touches that David gets normally, but they really stepped up as a team. And like I said to people Friday night, that was one of the better team wins we had. I think everyone executed what they had to. And now we got, you know, we get David back for this week, so we're excited about that. Plus, we have some other people we can still rotate through.
Coach, what else can you share with me about St. Mary's football right now at this point?
Right now, I mean, we're plugging along. I said I ask all my teams get better as the year goes on, as the season winds down. I think we've done that. I think we pretty much stayed the course with our game plans and what we wanted to do. I think our quarterback play is getting better each week, and we're excited about our defense. Our defense really stepped it up last week inside the red zone a couple of times, and where they pushed us a little bit, but we hunk it down. So that's impressive. So I think you're going to see a very good high school football game Friday night.
Sounds good. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Yep. Sean Driscoll, head football coach at St. Mary's, here on MSONewsSports.com.